The Delta variant of COVID-19 is pushing Springfield hospitals to the limit. There were 231 patients at Cox Health and Mercy on Wednesday, and 104 were in critical care, many on ventilators. At Mercy, there were 37 in the ICU Wednesday, and 35 were on ventilators. Springfield health leaders are asking the state to step in and help. The Springfield-Greene County Health Department, in collaboration with healthcare partners, is requesting funding for an alternative care site.
The ACS will provide transitional care to patients who are stable enough to be released from the hospital, thereby allowing additional beds to open up more severe acute patients.
Acting Health Department Director Katie Towns says they're also requesting help in other forms from the State Emergency Management Office and the Department of Health and Senior Services. That includes staffing for additional COVID beds in the area, increasing the capacity for antibody treatments, offering shelter for unsheltered individuals who are COVID positive, expanding mobile testing staff, issuing an emergency declaration to fund ambulance support for transfers, and extending state waivers for hospital capacity and use, according to Towns. Meanwhile, healthcare workers in Springfield are working hard to care for COVID patients. Brent Hubbard, president of Mercy Hospital Springfield Communities, said his co-workers are tired.
We have staff that are working 7-8 shifts in a row and 12-hour shifts at a time. And that is taxing.
Steve Edwards, president and CEO of Cox Health, said the situation is similar at his healthcare system. They're asking more and more of their staff as patient volume increases, according to Edwards. And he's frustrated because he says this surge didn't have to happen.
We're going to care for patients regardless. But deep inside, it's hard to make that same commitment knowing you're caring for someone who had a solution in their hand with a vaccine they chose not to get it. And we're going to care for them all the same, but they're putting themselves in harm's way to protect people who chose not to protect themselves. It's harder.
Healthcare leaders expect the situation to continue to worsen. Mercy's death rate has doubled over the last week from 1 per day to 2.1 per day. They're projecting they'll reach 200 inpatients with COVID-19 by mid-August. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.